Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
He wants to create in you a clean heart and then renew a right spirit within you. He wants to transform some things. And when you're entering into your new season, that's what it's about, having an open heart. I told this last Sunday, having an open heart, being humble, being persistent, being brave, being courageous, being willing to be uncomfortable. I cannot tell you how many times I was uncomfortable birthing out a new season. I couldn't tell you how hard it was to sleep on the floor for years, having not even an air mattress, but just a blanket and a pillow. I was willing to be uncomfortable to sow my largest seed. Some of y'all think you're doing something. You ain't doing nothing until you sell all your furniture, give it away, and not pay for nothing else so that you can sow your largest seed.
Amen. I'm there now. Amen.
Amen.
People want to talk about how much wealth we have. I invite them, come and talk to me. Let me tell you about the sacrifices I've done for my God.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you read the same word of God that I read as well, you'll understand just as much when he tell you that if he relocate, if you say goodbye to your mom and your dad, your sister, your brethren, your children, your possessions, he said, I'm going to give you a hundredfold and eternal life. That's a promise. So if he wasn't blessing me with a hundredfold, he would not be a God that keeps his word. And my word told me that my God doesn't lie. He's not a son of man that needs to repent.
Yes.
So he said, since you packed up your soul and your possessions from Illinois, relocate it, say goodbye to your children, say goodbye to your mom and dad.
Hallelujah.
Say goodbye
come
to
on.
Your siblings. I've got to
come
give
on
you
now.
A hundredfold. That's why we're so led. That's why we're so prosperous, because we're relocated for God. Gave up everything. Slept in our car. We didn't have nothing to our name.
Tell
me what God cannot do.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I know what I'm talking about by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Repeat after me. Repeat after me. I'm not losing my focus in my new season.
I'm not losing my focus in my new season.
Say it again. I'm not losing.
I'm not losing my focus in my new season.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory be unto God. We ain't losing. We're not losing a new focus in this season. We're going to continue to push forward as always. But I want to say this, too. We're moving into a new season. God placing us in front of new programs, in front of new audiences. I don't bite my tongue for no man. I'm a general in the kingdom, and I say that humbly. Yeah. I say that humbly. Listen to me. I set up under my bishop, and I served almost a decade. Apostle Smith, has he ever tried to sleep with you? No, he didn't.
No.
Apostle April, has she ever tried to drop it like it's hot on you, young men, young women? No, she didn't.
No.
Have they ever stole anything, including money from you? No, they didn't.
No.
Have they ever been in sin? No, they didn't. The only thing you can hear somebody say about us, number one, is make up rumors, spread lies. But number two, sit up there and say what? Oh, they rebuked me.
No, that's right.
Yeah, it's quiet.
Right.
My wife, a holy woman. She was a virgin when I met her. She only had one man when I met her, and she only got one man a day, and that's me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Only this, the last 12 years, and I had plenty of opportunity, but the last 12 years, I only been with one woman. You already know, it ain't even got to be about no look. It's about the anointing. Women just love the anointing of a prophet or an apostle. Watch, man, don't play with me. You already know what time it is.
That's right. They do.
Oh, he's so anointed, they'll drop them panties quick. All because they want an anointed man of God. I had so many opportunities, but I never did nothing. I stayed holy. I got the right to brag. I got the right to talk about how I talk.
That's right. Yeah.
When you listen to me, when you sow into this ministry, you're not sowing into contamination. You're not sowing into sin. You're sowing into holiness. All the years me and my wife been in ministry, we ain't asked not one of our members for no money. You hear what I'm saying? And this was before we had a worldwide ministry. Even when we were just local in Maryville, Gary, Indiana, right next to Illinois border, Chicago, we were struggling. Some of my members would be like, yeah, we cooked steak tonight and all that. Me and my wife, we just ate some Roman noodles. We ain't never asked them for nothing. All we said is pay your tithes and offerings. And then when they paid the tithes and offerings, it was only like $5, $10 in the offering bucket. That was it. My wife was working at the time. We had to pay for the hotel. So my wife, the hotel was like $700 and some. My wife had to take a big chunk out of her own check just to cover the rent for the hotel so we could have church service. Again, on Sundays, the offering was only $5 or $10. That ain't covering nothing. So they going home eating steak. We eating Roman noodles, and then we still paying for the hotel out of our own pocket. You want to talk about the sacrifice we done made? I don't care what church you go to, you ain't gonna never find leaders like KCI.
Ain't got no power. Come on.
I don't feel bad about nothing I'm saying because I know Jesus backs every word I'm saying.
Come on.
I stand flat-footed. I am a man of integrity. My wife is a woman of integrity. We are people of God. We have done nothing but been good to the saints.
That's right.
Go ahead. Put up a scandal on me. Put up a scandal out of all the years I've been in ministry, even before I was pastor. Look up when you hear a scandal about Apostle Andrew.
Hallelujah. Come on.
You can't find one. Mm-hmm. It's a new season right here, right now, today. We're moving into a new season, but this new season is a season of wisdom. This is a season of understanding. This is a season of the supernatural. Listen to me. You will be, I'm going to say this too. I got the right to feel how I feel. I got the right to say what I say because I'm sick and I'm tired of this foolishness in the body of Christ. People treat you good, and then you go get in cahoots and you talk about people. Shame on you.
Come on. Yes.
Shame on you.
Talk about it.
It ain't nothing you can say about me or my wife except that, they rebuke people a little hard. If that's the only complaint you got, you blessed, man.
Come on.
You bless. You can't pull up one scandal on us. You bless. Glory be unto God. Ikababosata. Rundo Rebeko Shata Rabarusoto. I feel the anointing of God. There's gonna be $24,000 release that's coming to you, Amber. Get prepared for it. I see it been placed in your hands. Glory be to God. I don't even know if she's on here. If she's not on here, make sure you tell her. I see a $24,000 release coming to her. Barusoto Rabaka Shata. Hayalabo Shata. I see somebody on here. I feel the anointing of God so strongly. I see somebody on here that's gonna move to Texas. It's gonna be like a relocation to Texas, and I heard the rivers and the waters of God is gonna rain on your life like never before. You've been contemplating. You said that's you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I see nothing but favor. Nothing but favor. Nothing but favor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Fire! Touch Jesus even now. I decree and declare by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost, everybody under the sound of my breath, even over the next 7 days, nothing but miracles, waves of glory in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we repent. We repent for our sins even now. Wash us in your blood. Make us white as snow, Lord. Throw our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, Lord. I repent on behalf of your people, Lord. Lord God, have your way in Jesus' name. I decree and declare so. And the fire of God be released. Glory be to God. And hallelujah. And also, there's a new movement that God calling me to start, me and my wife, a new movement. It's called Money Wake Up. I want y'all to repeat after me. Say, money wake up!
wake up.
Hey, Baba, shut up. Money, wake up.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Money, wake up. Yes, Lord.
Already. I'm going to say this as a sign. I got the screenshot to prove it. Already when I first, God gave me this. He first gave me this and gave my wife this. We begin to say money wake up. Already people that have been rushing to their bank accounts, they have been seeing supernatural money in their bank accounts. This is a movement.
Yes.
But I'm going to say this. It's not just about the miracles. Listen to me. It's not just about the miracles. It's not just about the signs and wonders. But we're going to also be teaching you all how to move into supernatural economics. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Money, wake up!
Money!
Money!
Yes. Money, wake up.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hire a shop. Anytime. Listen to me. Anytime you hear us yell that, you guys do it as well. Money, wake up!
Money, wake up!
Money, wake up!
Money, wake up!
Money, wake up! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah, Jesus! Ecclesiastes 10:19 says, money answers all things. You don't love money. You're not in love with money. You're in love with the money giver. His name is Jesus.
Yes.
You don't love money, but you love what money can do. Listen to me. It was $10,000. Me and my wife building a water well in Ethiopia. That cost $10,000 cash. If we didn't have money, we couldn't do that for those people. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
If we didn't have money, we couldn't do that for those people. Hallelujah.
Bless them, God. Bless them, Lord. Bless them.
Bless them. Them babies are dying. They're drinking water that's contaminated, man. Money, wake up!
Money, wake up!
Turn it in the hands of my wife to close out. God bless you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Money, wake up.
Over your life. We speak promotion, prosperity over you. We speak provision. We speak peace. We speak healing, natural healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And decree it.
Hallelujah.
We are excited about our now, our next, in our new season. We know and we are equipped with strategies and wisdom and kingdom principles. We know that we are more than conquerors. We know that we have power over the enemy. We know who we are and whose we are. We have the victory.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.